Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Having raised $1 million, Rocky and Mitch set out once more for Death Valley. Meanwhile, Gregor has already arrived there to destroy the Blue Streak. In Yan's suitcase are 2 time bombs. After leaving the plane at the research station, Gregor and Yan are held up by the security guard.
I'm sorry, Professor Kabar. I'll have to take a look in your suitcase.
I will not submit to such indignity.
Well, I'll take a look anyway. A new order came out yesterday. All luggage and packages have to be inspected on arrival.
This is absurd. I am Professor's chief assistant. And under no circumstances shall I allow you to search my case.
My dear Yan, allow the sergeant to do as he says.
Very well. You will find nothing. There are only papers.
I'm not expecting anything else. Still, orders are orders.
We understand. Here is the case. Shall we open it for you?
Yeah, if it's locked.
Have you the key, Yan?
Yes. Here?
Thank you. One moment, Sergeant, and you can...
Hold it, Mr. Montaigne. It don't matter. Leave it closed.
But I insist, Sergeant.
Forget it. I guess Professor Kabar wouldn't be bringing any time bombs onto the station.
Time bombs?
What an idea, Sergeant.
Yeah, ain't it? Okay, on your way. On your way, you'd better report to the office, Professor.
Yes, we will. Oh, Gregor.
You fool. Why did you behave that way?
I felt certain that we would be discovered.
Had I not interfered, we would have been.
I am sorry, Excellency.
Montaigne, pull yourself together, Kabar. I am Pierre Montaigne on the station.
Yes, yes.
And stop acting as a frightened schoolboy, or our whole plan will collapse. Quickly, take me to your room. I should hate to be seen by the one Mitch.
That would be the end of everything.
Hide me until tonight, and then nothing matters.
You mean you intend to strike at once?
Having seen the Blue Streak, the sooner the better.
Perhaps you're right. I will take you to my rooms and report to Professor Vernon.
That is not the point, Yan.
If you will only listen to me...
You signed this pass card for him?
Is there anything wrong with that?
You had no authority to do it or to bring this Mr. Montaigne to our station. And where is he?
In my room. Would you care to meet him? You will find him a very presentable person. He is a physicist...
I am not interested in him. He will leave the station. I wish you hadn't done this, Yan.
I tried to phone you for permission, Professor.
You shouldn't have done it. It's against all our security regulations.
Again, I apologize.
Have him leave the station at once. I will arrange that the cabin plane returns him to Las Vegas.
You are being most unreasonable.
I refuse to discuss the matter further. You know my wishes.
Professor, I need Mr. Montaigne. Otherwise, I should not have brought him with me.
You need him?
He is here to help me pack all my equipment.
Are you leaving the station, Yan?
There is nothing to keep me now. The Venus flight is off, so you told me so yourself.
I am praying that it is still possible.
Oh?
As I told you before, I haven't made Juno's decision public yet.
Professor, how can you hope to continue with your work? The American Engineering Company has threatened to sell the Blue Streak, has it not?
Unless we pay them $1 million we owe them, yes.
And where can you raise such a sum?
I have great faith in Rocky Starr, Yan. He's in New York and he'll find that million.
That is most unlikely, Professor. And we are both aware of that.
No.
Our dreams are over. We will never reach Venus now, I am convinced of that. So when I was offered an appointment at the Columbia University, I accepted. And returned with Mr. Montaigne to pack all my scientific equipment. I have been offered the
Daddy,
care of...
Daddy!
Now, there's Anne calling.
Daddy, I've had the most wonderful news. Rocky's got the money.
Anne, my darling.
We'll go to Venus in spite of everything. An oil millionaire, Herman D. Wright Jr., is backing us. Oh, I could kiss him. We're off to Venus.
That is excellent, Anne.
Oh, Yan, I didn't see you there. Didn't even know you were back. I've just been sitting by a phone waiting for Rocky to ring. Isn't he marvelous? How are you?
Not quite as excited as you are.
How could I feel any other way?
When is Rocky returning, Anne?
He hopes to be in Los Angeles tomorrow morning. Oh, I promised that the cabin plane would meet them.
Good. I'll leave you to arrange that.
Where are you going?
To begin loading supplies aboard the Blue Streak. You and Yan can help me.
Righto. Back over to the lift and Andy will help you unload.
Okay.
This place is a hive of activity.
Well, there's lots to do. Daddy wants to stage the test flight in 2 days.
Does he now?
It'll be a battle to get everything on board by then. Now, what are you doing down here, Yan? You should be in the control cabin checking the instruments with Daddy.
I'd rather be with you.
Would you?
Anne, you are so lovely.
Please, Yan, there are lots of people around.
I know that this is not a good time. Yet there is something I must say to you.
Couldn't you leave it until tonight?
No, I must speak with you this moment. Anne, I love you.
You love me?
Does it surprise you? Surely you guessed that.
Yes, I suppose I have.
You are not angry that I have said that?
Of course not.
And you, do you love me, Anne?
Yeah, Anne, I...
You do not.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there someone else? Rocky Starr, for instance?
Rocky?
Yes. He is handsome and charming.
He's not interested in me. Anyway, we hardly know each other.
You need not know anyone very long to fall in love with them. You haven't answered my question. Do you love me?
Jan, I can't think among all this noise. Trucks in, unloaded, men talking and shouting.
Hey,
and there's Daddy.
You seem almost pleased at his interruption.
I need you in the control cabin, Jan.
Very well.
By the way, has that Mr. Montana left the station yet?
He is leaving by plane first thing in the morning.
I understood it was to be this afternoon.
There was no plane available, Professor, because of
Very well, very well. See that he remains indoors in the meantime. Report to me in the control cabin in 5 minutes, please.
Yes, Professor.
Jan? Who is this Mr. Montan?
An old friend of mine. I did not know that Rocky Starr was attempting to raise money to continue our work. I returned all prepared to leave Death Valley.
And you will, for Venus. Does that make you happy?
I am always happy with you. And no matter what may happen in the future, remember only that I love you.
Who said they could not raise the $1 million.
I was wrong, Excellency. I underestimated Rocky Starr.
It is unwise to underestimate any enemy. This means we must act tonight.
It would be as well. The professor speaks of staging the test flight in a few days.
What are they doing at the spaceship?
Loading supplies.
Do they need them for a test flight?
I had not thought of that.
Kabar, I believe that they will set out for Venus without any tests.
They would have said so, Excellency.
It must be their idea. I have heard lorry after lorry passing this building. To me, that means one thing. They are leaving earlier than they had planned. Well, we shall disappoint them, eh?
We will have to destroy the blue streak if our country is to be the first to conquer space. How is our spaceship progressing?
It is almost ready. Before I came to Death Valley, I received information that it was only a matter of days before it took off.
Our countrymen have worked quickly.
Nothing is beyond our father and Kabar. They informed you all our resources were thrown behind this project. Kabar, we could conquer the universe should our leader so desire.
Yes, we could.
And one day we will. However, enough of that. Tell me, was Professor Vernon suspicious of my presence here?
I would not say that. He was annoyed. Still, he believed my story.
How did you explain me?
I said that I had brought you to help me pack all my scientific equipment, as I had accepted an appointment at the Columbia University.
That was quite a convincing story.
If he had any suspicions, they were forgotten in the news Anne brought.
I expect so. Now, about tonight.
Yes. Where will you place the time bomb?
From your description of the blue streak, I feel that one of the exhaust tubes would be an ideal spot.
That is true. And they are easy to reach. We will be able to creep along in shadows practically all the way.
Once we are there, Kabar, it will not take long to attach the bomb. When it is dark, we will strike. We cannot. We must not fail.
We are almost there, Excellency.
Good. In a few minutes, the ship will be a mess of ruin.
Quiet. Press back into the shadows of the tool shed.
What is it?
I thought I saw someone standing near the blue streak.
A guard?
Perhaps. Listen.
Can't hear anything.
No.
Come.
Wait a little longer and make certain there is no one there.
And have some guard discover us here? It would be hard to explain.
That is true.
It's much farther to the ship. It is difficult to judge distances in this blackness.
About 10 yards from this tool shed. We must move slowly and quietly. Follow me.
The blue streak looks even bigger at night, no?
No more speaking. A few more paces and we are there.
Stop! Is there a guard?
No. No, we are here. The exhaust tubes are immediately above your head.
Good.
Attach the bomb and let us go.
Wait, I must set the mechanism.
Hurry!
Do not take a moment. There. Now, I place it in a tube and clip it in place.
Have you finished?
Almost.
Do not make that noise. Someone may come.
It is done. The bomb will explode in 5 minutes. Back the way we came quickly.
Wait. Stay where you are.
We cannot.
We must. There is someone walking towards us. It is Professor Burnham.
Escape seems hopeless to Jan and Gregor as they watch the dark figure walking toward them. Will the professor discover them and their plan before the blue streak is shattered by the time bomb? Be with us for each and every exciting chapter and fly into the vast unknown that lies beyond this earth in the Rocky Star adventure, Destination Venus.